USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report claiming that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his legal team tried to refute an accusation of sexual misconduct before it was made public. NBC News is reporting that Kavanaugh exchanged text messages with mutual friends of his and Deborah Ramirez. Ramirez is the woman who has accused Kavanaugh of exposing himself to her during a dorm party at Yale in the 1980s. In the texts, Kavanaugh reportedly tried to convince at least one of their mutual friends to go on the record in his defense, just as the Ramirez story was to be published in the New Yorker. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying again today on the Senate floor that there will be a vote on Kavanaugh this week.
We'll have the opportunity to vote yes on this fine nominee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Trust in Congress is up, but trust in the White House is down, according to a new Gallup survey. It shows 40% of Americans say they trust Congress, the highest rating for Congress in 9 years. Trust in the White House, that's down to 42%, not much better than the all-time low of 40% seen during the Watergate scandal. At a campaign-style rally in Tennessee last evening, President Trump says,
Democrats are the party of crime. How does that sound?
The president saying he's referring there to the Democrats' stance on border issues. He was also complaining about their response to his Supreme Court nominee.
Democrats are willing to do anything and to hurt anyone to get their way, like they're doing with Judge Kavanaugh.
President Trump today is speaking to the Electrical Contractors Association convention in Philadelphia. And tonight he'll speak in Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Numerous events were held in Las Vegas yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary since the worst mass shooting in American history, when a gunman opened fire on a concert crowd from a nearby hotel window, killing 58, injuring hundreds more. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Kaya Jones is a musician, and she was playing at Harvest Fest 1 year ago. She's also a Las Vegas native. She talks about what she's been going through.
I think all of us have survivor's guilt. A little over an hour and a half before the shooting started, I was on stage. John, Kenny, DJ Silver, you know, any of us could have been shot at any time. So there's a survivor's guilt within that. And then there's 800 people that were wounded. That's not just shot, that's also trampled from trying to flee the stage area and the festival.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands of Amazon employees are getting a raise as the online retail giant announced this morning it's going to be raising the minimum wage for all of its U.S. workers to $15 an hour. It includes seasonal workers and people employed through temp agencies. The raise will take effect on the 1st of November. And Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen says he's again battling cancer, announcing the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he was treated for in 2009 has returned, but he says he's got treatment plans to fight it aggressively, and doctors are optimistic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.